It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Our subject for today can't be considered a native plant because it thrives in eastern wooded areas where the soil is moist and shade is plentiful. However, it's a honey of a deal for a shaded flower bed, since it requires little maintenance and rewards the gardener with leafy branches that arch gracefully all summer long. Add to this feature some wonderful springtime blossoms, white bell-shaped flowers in April and May, that produce dark blue ornamental berries from August through autumn. The botanical name is Polygonatum biflorum, and a Latin breakdown yields polis, meaning many, and goni, meaning a knee. The many-kneed or jointed stems produce flowers that hang from the leaf axils in pairs, thus biflorum. The common name of this plant is Solomon's seal, and the acquisition of this title yields a story with biblical connections. In the winter, the leaf stalk dies back and withers away, leaving a scar on the underground rhizome that some say resembles the seal of King Solomon, the ancient king of Israel and the son of King David. The seal was a hexagram commonly called the Star of David, an icon well known in the Jewish faith. The rhizome is edible and was harvested by early-day colonists and Native Americans. It also has a long history of medicinal use, primarily in the treatment of aching joints and the healing of broken bones, which might be another reason it gets the name Polygonatum. A tea can be brewed from the roots to treat indigestion, but be advised the autumn berries are toxic to us, though enjoyed with great abandon by feathered friends. A member of the lily family, the plant does remind me of Lily of the Valley on a much larger scale. It will grow 3 feet in height and with encouragement will spread to about 4 feet. I acquired a small pot of Solomon's seal on a trip to Colorado a few years ago, and the snow-white hanging teardrops seem to call out to be partnered with Bleeding Heart. I'm happy to say that the marriage has been very successful, with both plants thriving in a shady area on the north side of our house. They bloom simultaneously and serve as perfect complements with the white pearls and pink hearts hanging like pendants from the smooth oval leaves of Solomon's seal and the notched and lacy foliage of the Bleeding Heart. There is a European cousin to our smooth-leafed variety with hairy undersides on its leaves, but it is seldom found in the wild in the U.S. And there are other varieties with singular and larger blooms, though they too are much rarer. The American smooth Solomon's seal seems to suit me and my garden just fine. I'll be enjoying the foliage and ornamental berries through the fall, and then I'm going to dig down to find a bit of Solomon's seal rhizome and look for King Solomon's Star of David. The fine art of gardening often seems to produce treasure, either above or below ground.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.